Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go to Charles in Allenhurst. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Geeky, I think I'm going to put the nail in Yankee fans and Sean's argument right now.
It's going to be over. All right, let's hear it.
All right. I mean, I don't know how much time I have, but I have a lot of stuff. Right,
go ahead.
Here. You brought up, Sean, you first compared Ryan Yarbrough and Will Warren to Canning and Holmes. They have a combined ERA of 4.5, Holmes and Canning 3.08. And by the way, speaking of Clay Holmes, we took your closer that you guys all complained about last year and turned him into a sub-3 ERA starter in our rotation.
Good luck with that, Charles.
Yeah, that's how it's going right now. I'm feeling pretty good.
Charles, do you remember when Mendy made sure that he had an opportunity to start Holmes at Yankee Stadium and he ducked him because he knew what would happen?
That's not true.
Do you remember when you adjusted your entire rotation to make sure that Max Fried got the Sunday night game on Sunday Night Baseball against the Mets? Yeah, that's what happened.
But your lineup's so good, you couldn't beat him.
But that was good
business. Okay.
But
that's
You talked about
Kodak. What are the Mets going to do? Like, how are they going to be able to hold it down without him? He's a big pitcher. I agree with you. But the Mets have two instances in the last 2 weeks to a month where big player or they've needed people to step up, and they have. You look at Jose Castillo at an 11.57 ERA in 5 games with the D-backs. In 9 games with the Mets, he hasn't given up a run. 0 ERA, and that was filling in for A.J. Minter, who was a high-leverage reliever that went down, Danny Young. So they found the guy who's been terrible, turned him into a guy who hasn't allowed a run yet. And then they needed a guy against the Dodgers to fill in for a start, a guy who's coming off the IL, first time he's pitching this year, 5 scoreless innings. Mm. So they're clearly good at figuring out who can fill in and finding ways to make them successful. And then the last thing, you brought up Giancarlo Stanton. You're like, oh, he's going to be a big boost offensively when he comes back. Last 2 years, Stanton's got a 736 OPS, 100 OPS plus. The Mets have someone on the injured list the last 2 years. 761 OPS, 112 OPS plus. That's Jesse Winker. So there's a lot of stuff there to look at. I think it's clear that the Mets
run. I need, because Charles started the call with nail in the coffin. Charles, if it's the nail in the coffin and you want me to tip your hat, let me just ask you. You just rattled off all these numbers. How come you lost 2 or 3 to the Yankees then?
I'll explain that, actually. It's a regular season series. The New York Yankees beat us in 2 out of 3 the same way the Mets swept you last year. And the thing why the Mets swept you last year, it's about when you play a team. You guys had Jamai Jones leading off in games against the New York Mets last year. He was not even on the team, I don't think.
Right. And Charles, if you remember our show that day, Sean Morash went absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Because Jamai Jones was leading off for the New York Yankees.
And J.D. Davis was hitting cleanup.
The man I'm so annoyed at, you know who I'm actually mad at right now?
Who?
And he can't even defend himself. I'm mad at Tommy. And I'll tell you why I'm mad at Tommy.
Tommy's on vacation with the family out in on the West Coast.
Long stir.
Praying for no earthquake. But what did Tommy do?
Last year, I enjoyed the Mets beating the Yankees 4 times. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I didn't. I liked it. I was very, very happy. But the one thing I didn't do, and Sean knows this deep down, is I never ran with the we beat you 4 times thing. Mm. Because I'm a believer in baseball, like Charles said, and I have said numerous times, it's about when you play a team.
Right.
Like, the head-to-head in baseball makes you feel good in the moment, and you can use it in arguments. It really doesn't matter. It just doesn't. And because guys like Tommy beat the hell out of We Beat the Yankees four times, I can't even blame Sean for saying, we beat you two out of three, we beat you two out of three. Because some of my fellow Met fans continue to beat the irrelevant drum of winning all four against the Yankees.
Right, especially because it's last year, and we all know the result of last year's season. The Yankees were great and went to the World Series. The Mets were equally great but lost to the Dodgers.
Right.
And it didn't matter.
That's the point. Like, the only thing that mattered in the Mets beating the Yankees four times was inane discussions like we're having now.
Yes.
And by the way, the same thing with the Yankees beating the Mets two out of three.
Mm-hmm.
The only relevance that that series had is in this argument, Sean gets to use it. That's it!
Well, this is probably the only time we'll have this argument, unless they fake. Well, actually, we'll probably have it in July, but no, we won't be here because we'll be on vacation.
We will. Evan, I agree with you, and I'm a big believer on, like, when you play a team, but what does that mean? The Mets had won 6 of 9 rolling into Yankee Stadium, and I remember all the Met fans flexing of, we're hot, this is a new Met. It's just so funny how
the biggest flex was, this is the series where Juan Soto breaks out.
Exactly. And
it took the relegation of the Colorado Rockies for Juan Soto to break out.
Exactly, and then that didn't happen, and now suddenly it doesn't matter. Yeah. That's the thing I can't stand by.
But again, you're talking to me, and I can't argue for other people. I can only argue for myself. I have never looked at individual series at the end-all, be-all. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give you a small example. I want to be fair, so if I just use the pro-Met thing, he'll cry. So I'll go back to last year, like you guys said. Jamai Jones and J.D. Davis. I mean, those guys being key features in the Yankee lineup tells you everything you need to know about the state of the Yankee lineup when they were facing each other. The Mets threw, in that series against the Yankees, arguably one of their best pitchers in David Peterson, and he was great. Him and Max Fried went duel-duel.
I don't know if everybody thought that he was one of their great pitchers.
Probably not at the time.
He was a tweener. He was a reliever. Was he a starter? What was he? And he got in trouble in that first inning, I remember.
Yeah, but he got through it.
And he got through it.
But the other two starters were Tyler McGill, who is not long for the Mets rotation, and Griffin Canning, who's been great, but the jury is still out. The Yankees threw their three best starting pitchers. So if we're going to play this game, which I do think is a game worth playing, which is context matters, it's not like the Mets threw their three best starters and the Yankees threw their best three starters.
Right.
The Yankees threw their best three starters. The Mets threw two guys who may not be in the rotation in a month. Again, if we're being fair.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Which I am, because last year's Mets sweep didn't mean a hell of beans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
it was only four games.
And that's why it annoyed me every time guys like Tommy or Met fans would beat their chest of, well, we beat them four times, it proves we're better. It doesn't prove anything. It proves that over those four games, the Mets won four games.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that three-game series, what did it really prove?
Nothing.
Thank you, T.
I kind of forget the games. I just know that the Yankees won two out of three.
Well, I'll tell you, I remember the games. Especially that Sunday night game.
I was just trying to make it easier for you.
Thank you. Looking at Sean's face as the Yankees blew the game open.
I puked on Metro North after that game, too. What a good night in the suite.
You threw up after the game. Jet threw up before the game. It's almost like he knew what was coming.
Oh, dual Mets
pukes. Suck.
Yeah.
And then Bad Tiki threw up yesterday.
That's right. It's been a lot of barfing going on lately. Do you feel like you're ready to render a decision here?
Not quite.
Not quite. Let's go to Jim down in Tennessee. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's going on, Evan?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Sean, are you there? Can I have a conversation with you?
Ooh. Sean just stepped out, Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, come on, dude.
He's there. He's so, that's him.
Who's the only person? Who's the only person in the room calling Clay Holmes an elite closer?
Evan.
The reality is, Evan.
Yes.
Clay Holmes was an elite closer for all of what? Maybe one season with the Yankees. When was the last time he pitched over 100 innings in a year?
But what is that? What is it? How is that relevant?
Because you're telling us that you don't believe in Goldschmidt. You don't believe in center fielder.
Trent Grisham.
You don't believe Grisham. You don't believe in Grisham. Well, how are you going to believe in Holmes? He hasn't been a starter
since
what, 2019?
Because the track record of the Mets maximizing what they get out of middling pitchers has been impeccable over the last year.
Yeah,
so it's not as much about Clay as it is trusting the Mets to again be right like they were last year.
Yeah, and in those situations, and starting pitching is so different than being a reliever. Obviously, we all know this, but he's in those moments as a reliever where he can't give up a hit or a home run or whatever it may be. As a starting pitcher, you get away with it. You can make a mistake and you're fine and still pitch to a sub-3 ERA as he's done. So I don't want to say he was always suited to be a starting pitcher, but he wasn't suited to be a closer because he didn't have elite strike you out stuff. Now he had to learn obviously some more pitches to be a star. You can't just be a two pitch guy, but I think you got to give him credit. You got to give Jeremy Hefner credit. You got to give this pitching lab credit because they've converted him from something that he did somewhat well into a starter, which he's actually doing really well.
For four seasons, if you don't want to call him an elite-level closer, because he wasn't closing the entire time. Like right after that trade in 2021 when the Yankees acquired him, he didn't close, but he was great. Like right after that trade, the Yankees clearly fixed something with Clay Holmes from his time in Pittsburgh to what he did at the end of that season. He was unbelievable. In 2022, he went out and was an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
In 2023, he went out and had an all-star caliber season. And in 2024, he was an all-star again. So for 3.5 years, Clay Holmes was one of the better relievers in baseball. That's indisputable. Like, so to minimize what he did as a reliever is not fair. And now he's been converted to the rotation. He's made 13 starts, and he's been great. Why would I believe it's a fluke?
Okay, so I hear what you're saying, and you're right. He did make the All-Star game. But when we first went to the Cadillac Club, remember this? We were first in the Cadillac Club. I couldn't wait to have a martini. It's like, this is my type of joint. The Cadillac Club is where I belong if I'm going to go to city. And we had Aaron Boone come by.
Mm-hmm.
And Clay Holmes was still their closer. Everybody believing in what their numbers are saying. But there was a belief from Yankee fans. And I had to ask the question, like, do you really believe this? Do you really trust that Clay Holmes is going to be this, I don't know, elite closer for you? And Boone waffled the answer, right? Because I think in his heart of hearts, he knew that it wasn't the case. And not too soon after that, he fell apart. And so I hear what you're saying. You're right. The accolades tell you that he was a very good closer. But I don't think the gut test, not the eye test, the gut test told you that he wasn't.
Okay, now what's your gut test on him as a starter? He's made 13 starts.
I think he's been fantastic.
I think he's been fantastic. I have no reason to believe he's going to fall apart.
I agree. But what I'm saying, what I said before, is that he's better suited to be a starter because if he gives up, if he has a bad inning, who cares?
Right, you can overcome it. I agree.
As a closer, you can't. And he's inevitably going to have a tough or bad inning.
Well, it's funny. With the Yankees, it felt like a lot of his blown saves. This is going to sound like an excuse, but I used to say it about Clay when he was a Yankee. I know Big Mac said it all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like the president of his fan club.
Right.
Was his blown saves were bad luck. He'd walk a guy, mm-hmm. there'd be weak contact.
Right.
There'd be some kind of defensive miscue.
Which, as a starter in the second inning, you can get away with.
Exactly. This happens to Clay Holmes basically every 5 days, yes. But it's only one inning.
Right.
And it's, you know, he gives up a run or two, and you're right. It's not that big of a deal. The only concern around Clay Holmes, and a caller alluded to it earlier, and it is a fair concern, is he has now thrown 73 innings this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 73 innings through 13 starts makes a lot of sense.
Right.
There has never been a year in his major league career where he has thrown more than 73 innings. He has already hit a career high.
Wow.
When it comes to innings in a season.
I mean, that's just circumstantial.
Well, it's to be expected because of the fact that, yes, he was a relief pitcher.
Yeah.
Now, if you go down to the minor leagues, were there years where he threw this many innings? Absolutely. But you got to go all the way back to 2018. when he was a minor leaguer, and he threw 101 innings in the minor leagues. He was a starter at the time. 130 innings back in 2016. So it's been a long time since he's thrown a lot of innings. And yes, that is certainly a risk that at some point he may wear down. But honestly, you're watching this guy pitch. You believe he's a starter. You believe the Mets have successfully converted this guy into a damn good starting pitcher. There's no evidence that he's going to fall apart. There's evidence that Trent Grisham is what he is, which is a fourth outfielder. There is.
Yeah, I think the evidence is that the Pirates gave up too quickly on him.
On Clay Holmes? As a starter? Maybe.
And look, they might have. And Evan, I could hear your argument. Like, arguing this about Clay Holmes, all right, like, yeah, maybe he will, maybe we won't. We don't have evidence that he will hold on. But then you can't definitively say, I have my concerns about Paul Goldschmidt, whose whole career, for the most part, has been Hall of Fame.
The concern
worthy.
About
and
Goldie.
You think he's going to fall off because he's old?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he's 37. Yes, he's 37 years old.
Or some injury crops up. That's what you worry. I don't think he's going to fall off because he just starts to suck because he's been too good for that to happen. I think injury is what is the concern.
He's an older player. Now, speaking of Trent Grisham.
Now, with that being said, he looks great.
He does. Yeah. He's fantastic. And he's a potential future Hall of Famer.
But if we're going to cherry pick why we think a guy's going to get injured, you don't think a guy surpassing his career's innings limit?
Well, I just laid out that's a concern.
Yeah.
I acknowledge that.
Well, I mean...
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.